We're joined by Darcy Tucker after signing a fresh two-year deal for 2022 and 2023. Darcy, congratulations. That's great news.
Thanks, Brett. It's awesome that it's all settled now, and yeah, just can't wait to get stuck into it next year. Should be good.
You had a frustrating 12 months with your hamstring injuries, but you must have been pleased to play every game after you did return in round 7 this year.
Yeah, definitely. So, previous to last season, with obviously wasn't ideal having a big hamstring injury, and yeah, the big 12 months post that, sort of getting back without a full pre-season and then missing the start of the year with another hammy injury as well. So, yeah, it was really frustrating, but it was good to get back out in the park and get through a full season after that. So, yeah, now I'm just really looking forward to getting a full pre-season under my belt and going again next year and looking to improve, and hopefully the team goes well as well and we play final footy.
And you've been moved around a bit position-wise in that time, but it looks like you and the coaches have landed on the wing being your primary role in 2022.
Yeah, definitely. Obviously this year I was thrown around a bit. I tried a bit of halfback and a bit of wing towards the later stages of the year, but yeah, got some good clarity at the end of the year and had a very positive and good exit meeting. And I want to lock down that wing spot and also have some opportunities for the midfield as well with the wings moving through there. But yeah, just not focusing on that too much at the moment. We'll just look to get a really good pre-season in and let the rest take care of itself.
One of those really impressive wing performances that stood out to me was that massive final quarter that you had on the wing against West Coast in that RSC Derby, 11 disposals in that quarter. Is that the level you're aiming to replicate as much as you can?
Yeah, definitely. Personally, I wasn't too happy with the year I had. I do have high standards for myself and did feel like I was playing a bit of catch up from my injury. So, yeah, that's the standard I believe I can play at. And that's why I'm really excited to have a full pre-season and really set yourself up to have a really good season like that. But, yeah, it all starts with, getting fitter and stronger and improving as much as I can over the pre-season and going from there. But, yeah, I do love the wing and I love being around the midfield, and I feel like that's where I can play my best footy.
So you're on board for at least two more seasons. What excites you most about what's to come?
To be honest, a lot excites me. I feel like we're definitely going in the right direction and our time is now. We want to play finals footy and we're not just saying that lightly. We believe we've got the group to do it and really make these next 2, 3, 4, however many years, really successful years for the footy club. So, yeah, obviously the young group and not just the youth, but how driven everyone is and how everyone wants to get better and improve, we all hold very high standards. So, that's what excites me. I just can't wait to get into it and have a very successful few more years to come, which will be very good.
In the past 4 years, Freo's finished 14th, 13th, 12th and 11th. It's that steady incline, but do you feel the time has come for expectations to rise and for Freo to really break into the 8?
Yeah, definitely. And that's what our standards are. We believe that our time is now and we won't be happy with anything less than that. We believe we can go again and go again a lot bigger, and we want to be competing in finals footy next year. So, we're just really, really keen to get going again. And even in the off season right now, a lot of the boys are training together and are very fit at this stage of the year. So we're going to set ourselves up for a really good pre-season and season next year, I think. So, really looking forward to it, and just can't wait to get going again.
Before we hit record, Darcy, we were chatting about off-season. How are you spending it?
I've been sticking around Perth the whole time. So, obviously, I would have loved to get back to Vic to see the family, but it's just a bit too hard with COVID at the moment. But hopefully, it's not too much longer before I can hang out with them and see them again. But, I've been sticking around Perth. It's been on a few trips down south to Margaret River and over to Roddo for the weekend as well. So, but apart from that, a lot of the boys are the same. We're all sticking around here, so there's still plenty to do. We're doing a lot of training together and doing our fun things together and whatnot. So, we're getting each other through and training hard and, setting ourselves up for a good pre-season.
Is there anyone in particular you've been training with?
There's actually been a fair few of the boys doing the sessions together. So, mainly been Blake Akers, Lockie Schultz, but at the same time, there's been Sean Darcy, Andy Brayshaw, Caleb Sarong, Hayden Young, all down at the same oval, Rory Lobb. So we're actually having a fair group of boys doing our sessions together, which makes it good because we're all competitive and make each other run harder and get to have a good kick in as well. So, yeah, it's been really good and we're all training hard and, yeah, it's setting itself up for a good season next year, hopefully.
And before we finish, I have to ask how it felt to see one of your best mates, Sean Darcy, take out the Doig medal earlier this month. You must have been thrilled for him.
Yeah, I was stoked. On the night, I could believe it, but I was shocked for him to get it and I was absolutely stoked for him. I know the big fella's put in a lot of hard work and, I'm very close with him and, I can just think he can go bigger and better again next year and for years to come. I feel like he can be a premier ruck of the competition now and go on and do some really good things in the comp. So, we're very lucky to have Shawnee and, we can't wait to have him out there next year dominating again for us. Should be good.
Tux, congratulations once again and thanks for the chat.
Thanks, Brett. I appreciate it.